Welcome to episode one of Keep It Real with Elena Christina. I'm Elena Christina, and this is basically my pilot episode of my first podcast ever. So for my first episode, I have my brother, Tommy, on. Tommy.
How's it going, everybody? I'm just coming on here today, first time. This is the episode, right? Pilot? This is what we got here?
Yeah,
this is
we got pilot. A pilot
we
episode.
We got a pilot here. So Elena Christina, have at it. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so, you know, basically how I got started with this whole entire influencer thing, that's what I am. I'm a TikTok influencer, and you know, I basically want to give you guys a little bit of a background of who I am, but I also want to tell you what this show is going to be about. So every single week, I'm going to be bringing on either somebody from my life or a, you know, a fellow influencer, and we're going to talk about real topics. We're going to keep it real on this podcast. I want to keep everything 100% with my audience, and you know, we're going to be talking about dating. We're going to be talking about, you know, friend drama. We're going to be talking about boyfriends, girlfriends, anything that you can imagine, lifestyle related. That's what we're going to be talking about here. And you know, the major thing that we're going to be doing is keeping it real, because that's the name of the podcast. So to start off, you know, with my TikTok career, it started basically back in 2020. When my brother and I were pandemic.
Yeah, which I'm going to grab the floor for a second. I just want to say that was something that was really fun. You know, it's here we are. It started on TikTok, just like the slogan. It starts on TikTok. This kid started right there. Right. And I'm going to throw it right back to her. I want to hear what she has to say, because I have a few points here that I'd like to mention. A few times that there was some fun and a few times that it wasn't fun at all. But go ahead, Elena. Let's hear what you got to say.
So, yeah, I mean, there was a few times me and Tommy, you know, got into little debates about my TikToks for sure. But how it all started was, you know, we were trapped inside of the house, nothing to do, no outlet, bored out of our minds, fighting maybe every other day because we're brother and sister.
Just about every day.
Yeah, just about every day I'm fighting with this kid about God knows what. If he, you know, moved the Frosted Flakes to a different area in the kitchen.
Yeah, it was getting tight.
Doesn't matter.
It was tight quarters, you know.
Right.
We were living, you know, tight quarters. It was every day, you know, it was like the roommate across the hall, right? But realistically, it's my sister. And we had some fun. And then that's when Elena had the idea to start you know, TikToking. It was kind of on her, big time on her. I just had fun with the first video. Was it even the first video? No.
It wasn't the first video.
It was actually not the first video. It was a couple videos in where Elena said, you know what? Let's have at it and let's have fun.
Well, let's start with the first one that I put out there. The first one I put out there was the Donna video.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that is right.
I put out the Donna video.
And it got traction immediately.
Yeah, so it was basically a video of me, you know, going like, Donna, you got to see what my girl is doing over here. And, you know, it got over 100,000 views. So
yeah, like pretty much overnight though. Like, don't forget to include, it was like an overnight success.
Yeah.
And we were kind of like, it was a big head scratcher. It was like, what just happened?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. The thing about TikTok is you could put out one video and if it hits, boom, your page is viral for forever.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all you really need is one viral video. And then the traction just keeps coming back to your page. So that's basically what happened with me. You know, I got on that Italian American algorithm and I kept going with it. And now here we are, you know, 56,000 followers
doing podcasts and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this kid's, she's moving, making some traction here, you know? But the funniest thing is that, you know what? Elena has a lot of fun when she does this stuff. And that's when it's, you know, it's genuine and it's real. And that's why the name of the show is Keeping It Real right
here.
Yeah,
we're just going to keep it real. That's it. So we'll start with, you know, the first debut of Tommy on my TikTok.
Yeah, it was throw-up worthy.
It was throw-up worthy.
It was really throw-up worthy.
Everyone
it really
hated
was.
It. There's
I don't really know if there's anyone that really liked it.
No. Maybe, you know, some people liked it.
Yeah, Mom.
My mom was basically Regina Georging in the background. Regina George's mom. Yeah, yeah, Regina George's mom, you know, she's filming this whole entire thing of me going, I'm Italian. Classy ricotta mozzarella. Yeah, fancy it was, Gucci it was Parmigiana.
It was definitely pretty
funny. What are you shouting me up? You don't want to hear it? No.
I mean, I just heard it so many times. I watched it so many times. But you know what? Keep going. It's good stuff. It was definitely real. We had fun. It was just a fun day.
Yeah, I mean, I had Tommy in the background.
Yeah, that was my feature. No words.
Tommy was just in the music video in the background. You know, I don't even know what to call it. You were gangsta.
I was doing D12 in the background. I was in the back. I was chilling. I was in the background. We had some fun.
Yeah, it was so, really fun. You know, and then after that, I just kept going with the TikToks, kept pushing them out, and then you know, January 2021. I had Growing Battalion reach out to me.
Yeah.
And
that was good stuff.
You know, now I've been working with Growing Battalion.
Shout out to Sabino.
Yeah. Shout out to Sabino and the family.
And the fam, for sure.
Yep. Michaela, you know, Rocco, all of them over there. You know, they really took me in as one of their own and, you know, made me more motivated to keep putting out things out there. So, you know, without them, you know, they really added to the motivation train of me just keeping wanting to go with this whole entire social media thing. So I really got to give a lot of credit to them.
For sure.
And then, you know, this weekend, I'm going to be at Mob Movie Con with them in Atlantic City.
Which is going to be exciting, by the way.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a celeb-filled event. Right. I don't really know who's not going to be there that's been in a mob movie or somebody that really hasn't had something to do with that industry as far as mob concerned. Everybody. I think there's more than 50 people from Goodfellas. Yeah, a lot of people from Goodfellas. A lot of people from Sopranos.
Yep.
It's going to be some good stuff.
Yeah, so we're super excited for that. And, you know, just to go out there, have a booth, you know.
Yeah.
And just be out there in general and meet, God knows who I'm going to meet there. It's going to be awesome. I have no idea.
Yeah, some good friends. Some good fans are going to be out there. That's for sure.
Yeah, so.
Right at the Growing Up Italians tent. You want to come see us? Yeah. We'll be there.
Yeah, come out there. Come out. But, so, yeah, I mean, aside from that, aside from all the TikToking, you know, to bring it back to the early life. Mm. I'll be the one to say it.
This kid's been acting since from as long as I can remember. And I think that started when she was like, I don't even want to put an age on it. As long as I remember.
Yeah. Six, seven. I was basically, you know, handing out flyers that I made with a pen and paper, handing them around my house. And I'm like, all right,
showtime.
Come to my show. Pay me $3.
It's showtime.
To my own family.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I was shaking down my own family when I was six.
Yeah.
And I was attending the living room.
I was attending. I was borrowing money off mom and dad to attend the show. I was attending, right? So that was like way back in the day. And then it just parlayed right into, I guess TikTok, right?
You gonna let me talk?
Yeah, no, I'm having fun.
I'm playing with you. I'm messing with you.
You're more than welcome. Go ahead. And don't forget, we're with the Chop Sports Network.
Oh
right
yeah,
now.
Chop Sports Network. I didn't say that.
No, I think we might have to. Yeah, that's definitely.
You might have to redo. Yeah. No, you might want to write that down.
Because we need
chop
to put
that
a big,
out.
Yeah. Put a big Chop Sports right.
Yeah.
In.
All right. So yeah, and then you know, fast forward, I started acting when I was about, I say, you know, officially 12 years old, started acting at Actors Playground with Ralph Colombino, Dan Cooley, Megan Donovan. And those were basically, you know, my Mr. Miyagis.
For sure.
For my whole life. They taught me a lot of what I know about acting today. I wouldn't be as educated if it weren't for them. So, you know.
Meisner,
Uta Hagen.
Showing a lot of Meisner.
Yeah. So, you know, those are.
Shout out to John DeLeo. I had to give a shout out to John DeLeo for a second. He was over there at that school.
Well, back to what I was saying before Tommy interrupted me. You know, those are basically all method acting teachers that we named before. And then Tommy wanted to give a shout out to John DeLeo and intertwined into me.
Yeah, it was a little early. I was a little early on the shout out, but shout out to Johnny D.
You know, actually, without John DeLeo, I wouldn't be sitting in the studio today.
Correct.
Because I met Jimmy Palumbo at John DeLeo's house.
Yeah, and that's how it really went out.
And then I went on Jimmy Palumbo's show. And then here I am with Chop Sports.
Now Chop Sports on the pilot.
Yeah, on the pilot episode. So you know what?
Shout out to John DeLeo.
Shout out to John DeLeo.
Shout out to Johnny D.
He deserves it. He deserves it. So the main topic that we're going to talk about today is life that we had in quarantine.
Oof.
And then life that we had today. So
A big switcheroo.
Widely two different things. So, you know, and I want to talk about it because I feel like we kind of just had this weird shift that now life is normal.
Yeah, it started at Costco. When I went into Costco and like just took a look, there was like, you know, in the beginning, it was masks on, please. No problem. We got the masks on. Now there's a wipe. Everyone wipe down your cart. No problem, right? And then all of a sudden, I started going to Costco a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, however long it was later. And there was just no masks, right? I walked in. There was nobody wiping down carts, really.
Nope.
And I'm not trying to like bash Costco. I mean, I'm a Sam's Club guy, too. Either way, it doesn't matter. They just kind of did a flip on us just like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess when we first went into the pandemic, I really didn't imagine a year later we would be completely back to normal.
No, I don't think anybody did.
I don't think anybody imagined that, you know, it would be a free-for-all. We would be able to go out to DJs in Belmar and
Bar A.
Like, I didn't think that this summer I would be able to go back to my normal life and being a drunk idiot like I was in college. I really wasn't expecting that for this summer, to be quite honest with you.
Absolutely not. Who
and
did? Who
yeah,
did?
I mean,
nobody
I,
did right there.
I definitely didn't. So, you know, I kind of want to highlight the start of me and Tommy's experience in quarantine. Me and Tommy were driving to get food, you know, groceries. And we got into a big blowout fight.
Wait, let me run that back real quick because we did that time. There was two times, right? The other time, the time that I think you're hinting at right now was the time when we were driving Adriana to a drive-by for a birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't
wait,
forget
I'm
about
confused.
The drive-by
okay,
birthdays.
Okay, so yeah, the drive-by birthday.
Drive-by birthdays because they were fun.
Yeah, so we were taking our little sister to a drive-by birthday. And Tommy and I was driving for the drive-by birthday.
So basically just imagine me in the driver's seat, Elena in the passenger seat, right? I'm going to take the lead here for a second because I just want to say something. You know, as redundant as these things are, all of a sudden, you know, we pull up and there's cars just parked around the block from this girl's house.
Yeah. Okay? And there's kids that are like outside of the cars.
Yeah. Dapping each other up, saying what's going on. How's everybody doing? Right. And we're still kind of like, whoa. You know, is this all right?
What's
right
going
now?
On over here? Yeah. Like, we, you know, not to make it a little bit more serious, but we lost 3 family members to COVID.
We did.
So we were taking it really seriously. We were taking the pandemic.
And everyone's out there, no mask, saying hi.
Yeah, dapping each other up, saying hi. So what Tommy does, he throws the car into drive, drives by this girl's house.
I was holding the horn down.
For the birthday drive-by, completely blows the surprise for the girl, was the first car to drive by this house.
Yeah.
And nonetheless, I start screaming at Tommy because he upsetted our little sister.
Oh yeah. It was a big traumatic moment for our, 18-year-old sister to blow up a drive-by birthday. At that time for her, it was critical. I mean, it was like we really, really just took the snow globe and shook it again.
Right. So, you know, I started yelling at Tommy. I was like, you know, this is ridiculous, da 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 da. And I got so mad at him that I got out of the car. I just simply got out of the car. Tommy was mad at me too. He drove away and my phone died. So they couldn't find me for 4 hours.
Yeah,
out and about.
Yeah, for four hours. And let's not, you know,
As funny while this was happening, but when we look back, It's pretty funny.
I mean, it's funny now, but let me just bring you back to that moment for a second. Elena was in the car and then she wasn't. She just kind of did like, jumped out. I mean, she
just got so angry.
I was at a red light and I turned around and she just wasn't there anymore. And, I kept driving because I didn't even realize. And then all of a sudden I turn around and I come back and we can't find her. So it was near a park and I get out and I'm on foot now screaming your name. You know, Elena, looking, everyone's looking at me like, what am I doing? And I keep screaming your name, right? That goes on for about 20 minutes. People are coming up to me asking me what's wrong as if Elena was a dog because they're wondering why I'm screaming Elena. And I'm saying, no, Elena is my sister. She's about this high. If you see her, please tell her to give a call.
You were basically Finding Nemo's dad.
Yeah, you were
finding Nemo's dad for 4 hours.
For about 4 hours, playing Finding Nemo. It was not
finding
fun.
Elena.
Yeah, finding Elena. Finding Elena, and here we are. I found her. So, yeah, Elena, this one is definitely a lot funnier now than it was at the time.
Well, then we get back to the house. And we get back to the house. You're standing in the backyard. Yeah. I open up my window. I'm basically screaming out from my window, doing like an little Brooklyn style fight with you, yelling at you.
Oh yeah, right up. And imagine this, like the deck, we have a deck in the backyard and Elena's window is right above the deck. So Elena is upstairs in her room and I am outside right downstairs, right on the deck. And Elena's got her fingers flailing her arms out this window. I'm afraid she's gonna fall out the window. How else can I portray
this?
And then
Tommy picks up a chair.
Yeah, I launched a chair at her.
He launched a chair at me and the chair, we have an awning that's right underneath my window. Mm. So the chair falls through the awning. Now there's a huge rip in our awning.
Sorry, mom and dad.
Yeah, sorry. the truth comes out right now.
The awning. The awning kind of ripped because of, I guess you want to call it a little bit of an argument. Finding Elena Day.
Finding Elena Day.
Finding Elena Day. Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, I mean, we had some other debacles in quarantine.
What else happened there? Well, we could also mention the fact that there was some fun with the TikToks.
Yeah, so me and Tommy are basically two type of people that need the spotlight. I think our whole entire lives, we have both fought for the spotlight.
I mean, that's kind of an opinion-based thing from Elena, but okay, sure.
Well, maybe you just had the spotlight and I just felt like I needed to.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, we're here now. I mean, listen, now that I feel that way and we're on the podcast and you say that, sure, move over. I'm taking the spotlight. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, no. So, I mean, I guess, you know, when we have creative idea sessions and me and him are talking about things, we get a little hot.
Yeah, well, we're artsy. We're artsy.
Yeah, so we're artsy.
We get explosive.
But we're also Italian, so.
Yeah, that's where the explosive comes from,
I guess. You know, usually artsy people aren't really that explosive.
Yeah, no, not to an extent. It depends. I mean, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, but we grew up in an Italian-American family watching my mom, you know, throw eggs at my dad. So, I mean, like.
Yeah, yeah, no, it definitely happens. I was there. I witnessed that. I mean, it happens, right? I mean, I guess. Continually, and I want to see where you're going with this one, because honestly, I guess the spotlight, right?
Yeah, so I mean, no, that's really where it all starts, though, that like me and you would just have some, you know, little debates.
Correct.
About like what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, what I should be putting on TikTok, what I should not be putting on TikTok.
Yeah, well, that's where we were.
And you know what? Honestly, a lot of it was my fault, though, I gotta say, because I was so like in this mindset of everything had to be perfect. And Tommy was like, David Dobrik didn't think about what was perfect. He just put on the camera.
Yeah. All right, so this is where Elena's probably going to either want to kick me in the shin underneath the table,
probably.
Which is pretty far and you can't reach. So have fun with that one. You're going to wind up getting lost under there. I will say, Elena definitely went through a fun period on TikTok, just like everyone else. I mean, a content creator. You know, what else are you bringing to the table, right? You're going to bring something to the table, and now what? What are you going to bring now? And then after you post that, what are you doing next? You're always chasing what's next. So then Elena started putting up more content, and it was working, but then Elena didn't like how her audience was, you know, I guess you could say in air quotes right here, typecasting her. They were typecasting her towards this person of this persona that, oh, do more of this, do more of that, do more of this, do more of that, where she felt like she was getting spread thin, and I was in the background with the pom-poms, like, it's working,
Elena, people are hating you, keep going.
Elena, I'm outside of her door, like, doing the Elsa, Elena, open up, it's working, you gotta come outside, this is working, you're gaining the traction you're looking for, people are hating on you, right, which in that TikTok world, you'll see, if you take a look, and I mean, if you're Patrick Starr, or you go outside, you obviously understand that in the TikTok world, there's some things out there that are throw-up worthy. Mm-hmm. Elena was bringing some fun content to a non-fun environment at the time, because honestly, you know, she was in an environment where it wasn't really that fun for her. So she was doing and expressing what she wanted to do and express. And it might have been a little throw-up worthy. Here's the disclosure. It was, but we had fun.
It was throw-up worthy, but it's okay because I had fun with it. And
of
I'm still having fun.
And that's
with
what
it.
You're supposed to do.
I mean, you know, I just.
Chop sports, baby. We're here.
I just posted, you know, from the Italy win, me on social media screaming Forza, like a scene
throw
out of the. Hangover.
Throw up worthy.
Absolutely.
But it's funny. It's good stuff. It works. It's fun.
Yeah. And hey. I don't see my. myself stopping it anytime soon.
You shouldn't.
It's too late to go back now. But
we're already in the
shits.
You
know, something, something I also wanted to, you know, focus on is that, you know, with creating content, you know, people don't even think about it, that it actually causes you a lot of anxiety. Like, holy shit. It causes you, like, what are people going to think about this? What are people, you know, going to say about this? What are they going to post about me on social media? Or am I going to get trolls? Am I going to get this? But then you have to come to a point that it's just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody thinks.
Why would you care? Why, Elena, if you had to go to a job, right, and you want to make your own money, who's doing that job? Are you doing that job? Or is somebody else going to do that job? You know, that's where I kind of step in, and it's like, if you want it, you got to take it.
Exactly.
It's only for you. There's nobody else that's going to try it. That's it. It comes from within. It's that ambition, right?
Yeah, no, it is that ambition.
As I literally just bump my face into the microphone.
That's okay. That's all right. Ambition, you're getting excited.
Yeah,
you're getting excited to move forward.
I got actually a little quote from ambition. Ambition is the incentive that makes purpose great and achievement greater. I just wanted
who's
to bring
that by?
Out. I don't know. It's a fortune cookie.
You're going to get us into copyright issues, bro.
Yeah, well, who's that by? Who's that by? I don't know. I bought it from a fortune cookie. It came in a fortune cookie. It was pretty good. But ambition, that's where it comes from. It's a good one.
So, you know, through all this, I really, you know, even though it pains me to give you credit. No, I'm kidding.
Why, that was a good quote? It was a fortune cookie. Go ahead.
No, I got to say, credit in general. Credit in general. Without... You know, that's basically why I wanted Tommy to be my first guest on my podcast, because without him, I wouldn't have, you know, all of this steam to even keep going.
I'll take a little credit. Don't make me blush in here, but I will say this.
No, but you're my biggest motivator. Hey, what would I do without you?
Well, I'm just there like a crutch, or if you're a bike, a kickstand. I'm just trying to keep you up. You know, it's something that, listen, TikTok is not going anywhere, right? It's a platform to create. So is a podcast. So is Instagram. It's about what you feel is necessary to create, right? And that's why we're here today at Chop Sports. This is a beautiful spot right here. I want to give another shout out to Chop Sports. The podcast is awesome, and I love the sports atmosphere. So, right back at Elena. Sorry, I just had to push it off.
You're trying
to throw it on me. I'm going to throw it over there for a second.
No, well, I also wanted to bring it back because we're talking about creating content. So, correct. I want to talk about the fact that you create content as well. But Tommy creates a little bit more of a different content.
Yeah, I create music. I'm an audio engineer. So, I mean, that's really where.
So, Tommy. Mm. What do you think the hardest thing for you to be creating content is? What do you think the hardest hurdle?
Myself. You get in your own
yourself.
Way. Yeah, you get in your own way. You're going to make me bust a sweat in here. You get in your own way. It happens. You know, you start to create, and then all of a sudden you start to question what if, right? And then I don't know. You know, you start to feel so much momentum moving forward on a subject. You start to feel so excited moving towards a subject. And then what winds up happening is then, you know, your mind starts to, you know, wander, and then you start to create in other aspects. But the first idea, the original idea, might have been the strongest one. You know, I use Logic, so I produce in Logic Pro, which is in Apple. When I make music, I'll hop on my keyboard, right? And there's just endless amounts of sounds, endless amounts of noises, and I put them together and make an ensemble. You know, music is supposed to be a journey. The only way I could put it to music, if you could actually put something as far as a staple as what music is, if you ask me, music is how we decorate time. You know, we all decorate time in different ways, right? Whether you're decorating as an artist and you're painting, that's a beautiful painting, right? Music is how we decorate time.
That was so I'm going to cry.
Why?
That was beautiful.
Yeah, woof.
I'm starting a little teary-eyed.
Hey, so when I'm in there and I think I'm taking somebody's time to actually listen, because I do have friends, right? We all have friends. You're going to show something to somebody and they're going to listen and they're going to hear it. And you're going to want to say something to them. You're going to want to say, listen, I gave this a whirl. Give this a listen, right?
Exactly.
And they're either going to say it sucks, you're going to be Sanjaya from American Idol, or it's going to be good, right? And you have a choice.
I hope I'm not Sanjaya.
No,
that would
no.
really suck.
I mean, listen,
suck.
I wouldn't be sitting
like
in this
David
chair
Archuleta
right now.
Like David Archuleta, too? Like, I'm getting scared.
Wow, you brought up another American Idol name. That was a good one.
Hey, guys. This is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And today I want to talk to you about Sunflower Meadow Seasonings. Ever since they came out with their Chop Sports Dip and Dust, business is picking up. It's summer now, the barbecues are being scheduled, and we're getting out there to make some of our favorite foods. Now is the time to head over to www.sunflowermeadowseasonings.com for their full lineup of products to make all your burgers, steaks, and any other great foods you'll be grilling taste that much better. That's www.sunflowermeadowseasonings.com.
Yeah, but it comes from within. It's like no different than an athlete. You got to have the ambition. You know,
so
it starts.
So what do you think the best thing quarantine gave you?
Me personally?
Yeah, quarantine gave you in relation to creating.
I studied music by the era.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what made me do it. I started all the way back from like the 20s, and then I went farther back a little bit to even when, you know, sound was, I mean, listen, we've always been making sounds. There was tribal music, right? When we were dancing around fires and stuff. And then all of a sudden it went to like the 50s, right? Where like doo-wop and all that started. And then, you know, you go on to the 60s where it was more of like an era of disco was starting to happen, mm-hmm. but it was a little early. So the disco era was really around 70s and the 80s, right? Give you a little lesson here. But around the 60s, we were really in a hippie time, right? It was starting to be, music was exploding. We didn't even know what was going on. All of a sudden, Jimi Hendrix was playing Purple Haze, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you were going into the 70s and Saturday Night Fever came out, right? And people were moving. And then you had Elvis and then you had Michael Jackson, people that really changed music for, I guess you could say, the better, right?
It's like you're educated on this thing or something.
Oh, I mean, well, that's what I did. It's like I am. I mean, you asked me what I did. What I really did during quarantine was sat down and I kind of just analyzed music. And then it came all the way up to present day. And that's why, you know, you have somebody like Bruno Mars who brings that feel, that old school feel with the new school vibe. Right. It's really cool to see where music has come from and how it's expanded and where it's going. I like electronic music. People could say it's just computer noises, and it pretty much is. But music and sounds have a feeling. Every sound gives a feeling off, whether it's a dark feeling, a light feeling, a bright feeling, a happy feeling. Every single sound that you hear, whether it be in a song or an ensemble, right? You watch TV, you hear a sound. You hear
Tommy,
sounds.
You sound so artsy.
Well, I get really into it, right? You asked me about something that I'm passionate about.
No, I know.
Right?
You are passionate about it. That's why I brought it up.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So to close that one off, I educated myself on music and sounds. That's really where I did during quarantine, and helped you with TikToks.
Yeah. Well,
because that
was
the comedy aspect. We had some fun.
Well,
we had a lot of fun with the TikToks. We still do.
You know, I was going to say that, you know, without quarantine, Tommy basically would always compare me to Anna Faris.
Yeah.
And he was like, Anna Faris.
Scary Movie 1, Scary Movie 2, Scary Movie 3,
well,
and
like,
4. Scary Movie, the franchise, before Ashley Tisdale came in, right, and ruined 5.
Right.
I love Anna Faris.
Well, Tommy would always call me Anna Faris, and he's like, you don't understand. Go look up the history of Anna Faris. She started out as an emotional actor, which I am. I'm more of a dramatic actor. I'll be honest. I was in, you know, shows about gun violence, about, you know, shooting in schools. I was in shows about like
really dramatic stuff,
girls getting pregnant, you know, as a teenager, girls, you know,
a lot of drama,
being sexually abused, like things that, you know, very deep stuff. And, you know, if it wasn't for the pandemic, I would have never made my switch into comedy.
Correct.
And then I would have never had my first comedy show, stand up. In March.
Well, she did, which I was there present. I was the one, you don't want to talk about Regina George's mom. I was standing right behind you on the stage screaming.
Well, no, you hosted it.
Oh, I did host
it.
I did host it. I did host the show. But when Elena was out there, you know, it was really cool to see her first stand-up show. And there was, you know, for COVID limitations, there was a significant amount of people there. I mean, I think we had, what, 120 people there?
Yeah, there was a good turnout.
It was a good turnout. It really was.
And it was cool because I had a lot of people who showed up that were fans of my TikTok page.
Wait, if we keep saying Anna Faris's name, can we get her attention? Like, it's a podcast,
possibly.
Right? I mean, Anna Faris, the reason why she brought it up is, you know, Anna Faris for the longest time, I mean, I think you closed on it.
Oh, but I didn't even go back to my thought with that.
No,
you're right.
I just want to close on the fact that Anna Faris literally started off with so much drama and then turned out to be like House Bunny, one of like the least most serious movies of all time.
Right, right.
It's absolutely hilarious to see that she couldn't land a non-drama. She was freaking out, and all of a sudden she went the comedy route, and now look, she's Anna Faris, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's as funny as it gets. I mean, that's, Anna, if you could hear me, I love you.
I love you too. And like, me and Tommy would always call it, I'm doing the Anna Faris. I'm making the switch. He's like, you don't have to be a dramatic actress. Like, no. You're not set in stone. And he would always, like, humble me. He's like, nobody knows who you are.
No, you
How
don't.
How could you stick to being dramatic when nobody knows you?
Yeah, she'll get mad at me. I mean, I say 50,000 followers on, you know, TikTok, which is a lot. It's significant. But, like, Yankee Stadium holds 55,000.
All right, now.
Yo, you got more than Yankee Stadium. You have more than Yankee Stadium holds, if I'm not mistaken. Can you imagine if there was an ass in every seat at Yankee Stadium? That's your audience. Every that's single true. Time you post the video. Think about that concept.
Well, you know, most likely
that's
the
a big audience. That's a big audience.
You know, most likely the people that are going to be tuning into this podcast are one of the 56,600 followers.
Well, think
that
about
I
it. Hey, look
yeah,
at that.
I mean, listen.
You know, and I don't want to say an ass in the seat. What I'm trying to say is that's somebody that's a fan. That's somebody that's representing and somebody that's really out there. I mean, because let's be real. When I go to Yankee Stadium, I'm the ass in the seat. Believe me, I'm watching. I'm consuming content. That's what we're doing. We go to a game, we're watching. We're going to a podcast, we're listening.
Exactly.
You know, all right now we're microphones and voices, but it's more fun. You could watch it on TikTok and check out Chop Sports.
Tommy keeps putting the Chop Sports plug.
I love what
it,
they
though.
Offer here. This is beautiful. I'm a big sports guy. I'm a big sports guy. I love sports.
But I also, you know, I wanted to spin it to, you know, back to the pandemic, since that's what, you know, main
turn for
topic
the not
that
fun.
We're talking about.
Yeah, turn for the not fun, but let's
and,
do it.
And, you know, I gotta also ask you, what's the worst thing that happened to you as a result of it? What do you think the worst thing that's happened to us?
Oh, during the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to look at it with the glass
half
full,
right? We did the positive,
right?
But yeah, like, let's talk about the negatives, because there were some bad.
Well, the mindset, right? It starts to eat at you. The negativity will get right. to you. That's why I'm shouting out Chop Sports for a second, because it's all about the mindset, right? You want to win, you got to think positive. So the mindset started to get eaten away a little bit. It was starting to eat at itself. You're starting to get negative thoughts. Like, you know, no different than if you're about to post a TikTok and you're like, what if people don't like it? What right. if people don't think it's good?
Right.
What if people don't, what if, right? Fuck what if. You got to just do it.
Exactly.
You got to just go after it. So if I had to say the worst thing, it would definitely be the mindset. It took a turn, you know, but got a hold of it. You
yeah.
got a hold of it as well. Everyone that's still, you know, right. chugging along after you know, after hours, right? We're still going. The concept of the pandemic really was not fun. I don't think it was fun for anybody. It was definitely not fun for retail shops. It was definitely not fun for, you know, mom and pop stores, you know, but we're still chugging.
Right. I got to say, you know, I think the worst thing to happen, but also, you know, we'll look at it glass half full, keep it positive. Mm-hmm. I think is scheduling myself.
Oh,
because that's
sure.
that's another thing me and you fought about. Tommy would print me out calendars and he's like, please just plan your days. Like, stop coming to me and looking at me like, what am I going to do
yeah,
for this content creating day?
I would be downstairs in my little music studio, right? Which is like my headphones, my laptop, my keyboard. I have some, you know, JBL speakers, a little KRK setup. And I'd be sitting there listening to sounds and only to come downstairs and be like, all right. So here's the idea. And I was trying to break it down and structure it and be like, listen, if you're going to come to me with an idea, here's your window of time. Here's your window of opportunity. You got to.
Tommy was like, you're interrupting me. And like, I don't really like it. So we got to have
some artist versus artist.
Schedule time.
Artist versus artist clash right there. We were going at each other for excitement. We were in our own muses, right? Mm-hmm. A muse. We were in your muse. I was in mine.
Well, not only that is my, you know, my little studio is right outside of your studio. So like, we were overlapping times. Like Tommy would be like bumping and blasting the music. And I'm like, I need quiet on set. Like, yeah. What is this kid doing
I'm
over
always
here?
Bumping the music. The music's always yeah. turned up a little loud.
For sure. But, you know, even though, you know, I struggled a little bit with like scheduling myself out, I got to say it pushed myself to be like, what am I doing every day? What is going on? What am I going to be doing? And, you know, just staying on the grind.
Yeah.
And, you know, something I also wanted to focus on is that, you know, fast forward and I have people recognizing me when I go out to the bars.
Oh,
down
that's
the shore.
That's comical. When Alina
insane.
Goes out, she gets recognized.
I
every
get recognized.
Single time mm-hmm. down the shore. Every single time
yep.
she goes down, she gets recognized every time down in Belmar. It's hilarious.
So I had this, you know, I had this one fan come up to me. And
this is a good one.
I'm
I already
gonna,
know where this one's
wanna,
going. The way you started
about,
it,
you know,
the way you started it, I already
this
know where
was
this
like
is
maybe
no names,
no names, no names, no names, no names. But you know, this was maybe the third time I was ever recognized. I think the first time
was at the bagel store.
Was at the bagel shop, and I came out and I was like, Tommy, somebody just asked me if I'm Elena Christina from TikTok.
Yeah, which
and
is hilarious.
And he was like, no way. All right, let's go get our bacon, egg, and cheeses. Yeah, like, yeah, shut up
I was
now.
Just, yeah, I was just like, all right, enough. It was too early for that. I couldn't even
it was
imagine.
Like 8 a.m.
And then at the dentist.
Oh, and then at the dentist. You're right. So then the second time was I was sitting at the dentist, and basically, you know, I had the dentist working on my mouth, and they're like, are you Elena Christina from TikTok? And I'm like, can't even talk in the dentist chair. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm numbed because they're like, they're doing some crazy stuff on my mouth. And I hear my TikToks like playing throughout the whole entire office.
Yeah, which is comical. Like, that's just raw comedy right there.
Yeah, completely couldn't control them because I'm like, down in this chair and like absolutely can't move.
For podcast purposes, that was a very nice visual. That was funny.
I mean, happened.
You gave a visual. It's exactly what happened.
So then here's my third time that I want to talk about how I got recognized. And it's, you know, the first three times
the charm. This is hilarious. Time,
yeah, this one's hilarious. So it's raining, right? I'm at Bar A. Completely downpouring there. We're outside. If you've ever been there, it's huge. But we're standing outside like idiots for some reason. We could go inside, but we're not.
No.
And I'm with, you know, my friend Kristen. Shout out to Kristen.
Yep. Love Kristen.
Love Kristen. She's my little blonde friend.
Yeah,
love
that's her. That's homie right there. That's fam.
Yeah, she's fam. So me and Kristen are standing there and completely getting torrential, you know, downpoured on. And of course, my zipper breaks on my pants. So I'm all disheveled. I go into the bathroom.
Which is a nice scene down at Bar A, by the way, when it's raining nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. The smells coming from this bathroom are exquisite. They're absolutely amazing. Sure. So, you know, I have Kristen in this bathroom, this little stall with me. We're trying to fix my zipper. And we're in there for about 30 minutes. I'm dripping.
Wait, don't tell
me
this is when you walk out of the bathroom. Oh,
yes,
no.
It is.
This is the first time I heard this whole story. Uncut, the uncut version.
Yeah, I'm dripping sweat, like profusely sweating. I come out of the bathroom and someone goes, oh, is that Elena Christina from TikTok? And she's like, oh my God, I love you. Like, me and my mom follow you. I send every TikTok that you make to my mom. Can you sign my forehead? Please sign my forehead.
The forehead?
Yeah, the forehead.
I've heard of like the Happy Gilmore, like across the tits. The forehead? Who does
she
the forehead?
She wanted me to sign her forehead.
Okay. And, all right, that's a good fan.
You
that's
know,
awesome.
She
Yo,
was,
shout out to her, by the way.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, that's like a real fan right there. She wanted your name on her forehead, and it was a signature. Did she have a marker on hand, a pen? What
no,
did
I
you
didn't
use?
Actually sign her forehead.
Oh, okay.
But she all wanted
right.
me to.
All right.
She, well, like, basically begged me to.
A signature right across the forehead's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that one before. And, I mean, I've seen some signatures. You know, you go places for memorabilia and stuff like that. People want some cool autographs, but across the forehead's a good one.
Okay. And then, you know, I kept seeing her throughout the night.
Mad
she was
respect.
A little bit of, like, my shadow.
Mad respect.
Throughout the night. And honestly, I don't mind it. She, you know, she was a fan.
Hey.
She was a fan.
Did you guys get a drink together or something like that? That would be kind of cool.
No, we should have.
Yeah, you should have got a drink together. Yeah, I mean, listen.
Is that my bad? Maybe.
No, not at all. I mean, listen. If you saw her kind of, you know, hanging out, that's kind of cool. You know, I mean, clearly you've made her laugh in the past somewhere, right?
Somewhere
so
down the line.
If she's saying that she's sending videos to her mother, think about what kind of stamp you left on her. I mean, now I think about it, I you know, a subliminal hello sign somewhere would have been cool, right? Like, what if you signed her phone case or something? That would have been kind of cool.
I didn't sign anything, though. I followed her on Instagram.
Okay, that's even cooler.
I followed her on Instagram. I was like, all right, what's your Instagram? Like, I'll follow you on
there.
Oh,
that's awesome.
And then I followed her on TikTok, too.
Even cooler.
So I followed her on both. I was just like, yo, what's your handle?
And shout out to her, because honestly,
yeah, shout out to her because
real fan.
Yeah,
that's a real fan.
Fan.
That's
like,
a real fan right there.
She was like a day one fan. She literally,
she'll probably be tuning in.
Oh, she'll probably be tuning in. And honestly, I hope she knows it's her and she reaches out to me and she's like, wow, you talked about me on your podcast.
Yeah, because
hopefully.
You know what? She was the first person that really made you feel like, you know, you're getting some traction here. Everything you're doing is making me laugh. I send it to my mother.
Right.
We laugh together. And laughter's a great medicine. It really is. That's why you're on TikTok. You make these videos for fun. And it's even funnier to consume. Elena, come on, let's be real. Half the time when you make a video, we laugh ourselves.
Yeah, we do.
That's why the show is called Keeping It Real. Well, let's keep it real here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
When we turn around and watch your videos, even a month or two later, we're like, no way. You actually did this?
I was like, I actually put that out
and
there.
It's funnier. It's funnier to watch it then. Believe it or not, it's funny when it happens, but it's even funnier to watch it then. Elena, your MacBook is all over the place. You're
I
so
know.
Funny.
It just almost fell over. Me and Tommy always like to make a joke that, like, I'm basically a mess. Like, if you look at my
not
car.
Not basically. If you look
no,
at
I'm
Elena's
not a mess,
car.
But, like, if yeah. you look. Now my car's fixed. But, like, if you looked at my car...
Fixed like a dog that didn't get fixed.
Okay, no, it's fixed now. But yeah, like, sure. It kind of looked like, you know,
Elena
I had
left
it
the
on
windshield
a
wipers
track.
On. Elena left the windshield wipers on her car when the windshield wipers were down to nothing, and now she has two ginormous scratches across her windshield. It's pretty funny.
And maybe, like, six lights on?
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah, the dashboard looks like a Christmas tree, but it's all right.
All right, hopefully in, like, a year or two, I'm driving around in, like...
A brand new car.
A brand new car,
yeah,
hopefully.
That's almost like the Cat in the Hat. A brand new car!
No, that's not from the Cat
that's
in the
Grinch.
Hat. That's the Grinch.
That's the Grinch. Hey, I said it. Same. Isn't the same friend? Universal. Go ahead. Universal Studios.
Well, what I was going to say next is... before we, you know, anyways, you derailed me over there... you know, and I guess from like being recognized like that in, you know, the going out scene made me very conscious of how I look when I go out. 'Cause I'm going to be honest, I have lived probably like three different lives in the past. I'd say like 2 years. I lived, you know, the Italian Goomba influencer life.
Correct.
I lived the acting nerd geek who still like wants to make short films and make films and stuff.
That's also correct.
And then I also lived the party girl scene. And that's just a whole entire other thing that like I was going out, you know, drinking with my friends, meeting guys, having fun.
The nerdy acting one's my favorite. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Why is it your favorite?
Because it's the funniest. You know, you were doing a lot of dramas. We brought it up before.
And, I'm a nerd. I'm a big time nerd.
Oh, she's a big time acting nerd. She loves it. You know, it's just, you know, I can't explain it. You know, some people are meant to play sports, right? And Elena's meant to act. It's her job. She loves it.
Yeah, it's true.
It really is. That's why she's on TikTok, right? The only reason why you even got onto the TikTok, and I hate to kill your flow, right? The only reason why you got on there is, remember, it was because everything got shut down, right? Theaters got shut mm-hmm. down, plays got shut down, commercials got shut down. Really, for the most part, everything was shut down. So TikTok was in the right place at the right time, and it kind of just, that's why the caption, they got a great slogan. It starts on TikTok. It really
does. Start on TikTok.
It does. Who is it? Addison Rae? Is that her name? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Addison Rae.
Okay, continue.
Good
sorry.
Job. Good
sorry
job.
To get, yeah, exactly. I'm pop culture illiterate when it comes to TikTok and stuff.
No, it's okay. That's what I'm here for. It's all right.
Yeah. It's all right.
So, you know, basically, I guess like thinking about how I look when I'm out is the major thing that I had to, you know, come to grips with, I guess, in the past month. It's like, Elena, you can't just be, you know, ripping shots of vodka left
yeah,
and
personal
right.
Image.
Like,
personal image.
You have to be a little bit more composed and not be the crazy party girl that you've always been.
Well, you did graduate college, right? So it's a personal image thing. You got to be out there and, you know, show up, right? And, you know, glow up. I just came up with that on the spot.
Show up and glow up?
Yeah, show up and glow up. You don't want to be out there and literally be like, oh, I saw that girl, Elena Christina, the other day at, you know, Bar A down in Belmar. And
yeah, she was a drunken, sloppy
hot
mess.
Yeah. Hot mess. No.
Kind of like when the girl came up to me with my button being broken.
Your number one fan. That's the best right there.
I mean, I guess she loved me still, even though I was sweaty, makeup
title.
Running down my
she
face.
She could have that title. She could have that title.
Yeah, she really can. But yeah, so I mean, that's probably the biggest lesson that I've learned throughout this whole entire thing.
Correct.
And you know, I don't even know where this stuff is going to take me next. That's where I.
That's the funnest
part.
That's
what I keep saying.
That's the funnest part. Right, the Chop Sports.
It comes to Chop Sports.
Right,
it comes to Chop Sports.
You know, that's where we're at right now, and Chop Sports is, you know, exactly where we're at. So you know, it's just a roller coaster, right? You got to put your hands up no matter which way, whether it's going up, whether it's going down. I love to give her the, dude.
Tommy is deep.
I don't know why. I like to motivate her. You know, I'm like a big.
He's my Mr. Miyagi too. I have a lot of Mr. Miyagi.
Off, happy on, happy off, right? You want to always be happy on because believe it or not, you know, you have the app. It's on to you. It's your capability. It's the mindset.
True.
It's the mindset.
So I think we should end it on that positive note.
I think we should.
I think that's, you know, the perfect bow on top of this
segue
present.
Segue to the pilot ending, on to the next one, on to the better one. Keep going. Glow up.
So you just listened to the first episode of Keep It Real with Elena Christina with Chop Sports Network. So thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
And I'll see you guys next week.